morning. It's 8:21. Gee, look at that. Snowing. Got some snow and blowing snow. 31 degrees. And be careful. I've been saying this all week. Be careful if you are motoring around out there, too. As the temp drops, which it's going to here in the next 24 hours, too, things are going to get kind of slick out there. But, hey, I want to talk about some good things. I want to talk about some happy things.
Yay.
And who better to do that with than Kathy Dickman, Tom Schmaltz in here. Morning, Zoo. Talking all things Shankabazoo. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you back in here.
I'm glad to be back in
here. I'll tell you what, though. He did such an awesome job just kind of holding everything.
So should we
up.
Just turn it over?
Yeah. No, I'll get a penny raise.
I knew what was going to happen the minute I started going there. So.
Well, I was thinking, you know, this is supposed to be a family show, and you're talking four-letter words. Snow.
Snow. Yeah, again and again and again. So how is the zoo? And I'm going to ask you this, Tom, because you're in charge. You're moving everything around down there. How's it been with this? Because this is wet and heavy.
Well, you work on it, you get it blowed out, and you get gates cleaned out, and the keepers have been working on that. Bruce, our educator, God bless him. He comes in and grabs a scoop shovel to help with that, too. Mm-hmm. And you get everything nice, and then it snows again.
Right.
But yesterday we had a little fun. Bruce and Melissa came in and they built snowmen for the rhino.
The keepers did in the other habitats too, and you can see those on our Facebook page.
Okay,
and so it's great enrichment. But it was a really interesting video, so people should watch it, because I think that I wrote back and I said, "Are they protecting the snowman?" And Bruce is like, "No, they're just tired of being locked in with those zebras." Mm-hmm. But they're chasing them around the snowman. It's really funny. You should check it out.
Okay, so get to your Facebook page
check it out and comment on the keepers enrichment and the staff enrichment down there, because they're a lot of fun. It's a lot of work. I mean, they have to care for all the animals and then be creative with the enrichment. Mm-hmm. And we also make the enrichment fun. To post, but it's for the animals, right. But we also want to make it fun for others to see.
So you've got certain species down there, too, that God loved. I mean, the snow leopards, hello.
Yeah.
I mean, it's right there. It's right there in the name, too.
You know it's bad when they don't want to go out.
But, I mean, temp-wise, it's been pretty mild so far.
Yeah.
You know, that's all going to change, too. But everybody wintering just fine down there.
You're just full of good news. The temp's going to change. It's going to get cold.
Dude, what do you think I've been listening to all week? Okay, every hour on the hour.
You know, I think we boycott Uncle Mick.
Yeah, he said, too, it's not real popular stuff, but, you know, reality. There we go. It's where we live.
Yeah, it is. And that's the bulk of what Tom's doing now is the snow removal. Mm-hmm. Keepers are keeping and things are happening.
How's Felix doing?
Felix is doing great.
Good.
Of course, he's indoors.
Mm-hmm. I bet he loves that because he likes to move around.
Yeah, you know, we get a decent day. Then he gets to go outside and have choice and play in the snow. And, you know, he's like a little kid. He is a little kid.
Yeah.
So he's out there playing and running back and forth. And the bigger cats are locked outside, so he gets to run around their bedrooms, and away he goes.
Hey, I got a question, too, because you talk about this a lot. You talk about enrichment. For all the residents down there at Shankabazoo, where do you come up with that? I mean, is there a playbook? Is there a handbook? Or is this kind of a trial and error thing?
All of the above.
Okay.
years ago, I remember very much when Doug Herrick and I were the only ones down there, and USDA said, now you need to do enrichment. And we were doing it anyway. You know, you want to give the animals things to enhance their lives in captivity, mind stimulating, body stimulating. And he's like, I don't know how we're going to find time for that. We can barely get everything done. You know, it's like, well, we're already doing it, so let's just enhance it. So we came up with some things. And through the years, zookeepers share information. There are sites for it, actually.
Okay.
You can research enrichment for animals. And we have an enrichment coordinator. We like to delegate to our good team, and Lacey Willarius picked that up, and so I meet with her. We approve everything through it's approved through one of us, AD, Tom or myself, but they've got a good handle on the safe stuff too. We just got to make sure it's safe.
We've done
some things in the past that maybe hurt an animal unintentionally or something another zoo did and said, oh, we can't do this.
Yeah.
So we have to be very careful. And a big part of the enrichment in the summertime is the browse program. And Joan Zettel is a big part of that, and Will Meyer. She created a browse list with other zoos that is what's safe, what's not safe. It's a big deal. It's a big, big deal.
So why in Richmond? I mean, is boredom a thing? Is that do they get bored just like we do?
Absolutely. And you know, I always tell kids that come to enrichment class, what would happen if you came to a classroom, sat down, no furniture, you can't talk to your neighbor, you don't have an iPad, you don't have a teacher, you don't have a book, and then at the end of the day we say go home. How long do you think you'd be healthy?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's just
good thinking.
Yeah, it's just like your cat and dog. Everybody buys toys for their cat and dogs to keep them motivated and keep them going. You know, the only difference is we can't go out and scratch Scruffy and get them up there. But if you go on Amazon wish list, the zoo has a wish list of different items, and they are the items that are safe for the animals. We know the animals like to play with them. And trust me, when you give us one of those items, everybody, it's like you gave it to us personally.
Everybody
wins.
We
get so excited about it, and it's like, oh, look at what we got today. And it's just a great, awesome enrichment for the humans down there besides the animals.
And also you can shop locally for enrichment items and just go on our site to see what maybe some spices are. You clean out your cupboard and you went, like you're baking for a Christmas, going, I think my cinnamon's old. I'm going to get some new stuff. Bring it down.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Scent trails, peppers.
If you want
to
make something homemade, come down and see us at the zoo. We make a lot of things out of fire hose. We can show you pictures of what they look like. And it's something the whole family can get together and build for us.
And we'll give you the fire hose.
And we'll give you the fire hose. To use, or go to your local fire department, the old fire hose, we cut the ends off, and they can make hammocks, there's balls, there's all kinds of stuff they can make, and it's something the whole family can do.
We'd have the public classes, of course, but tonight, the zookeepers are, this evening, the staff and keepers are getting together and doing their paper mache Christmas presents for the animals. So
unbelievable.
You know, lots of things we share with other zoos, they share with us, and that's how that goes.
You spoil them down there, I think, better than most. And,
well, you know what? We've got a great team, and they work very hard. We all have the same passion and wishes, and that's how it goes.
Awesome.
Can we do a real quick thank you to those who came to the Save the Earth tree in Santa at the carousel night. It was a cold night. There were some other things going on in town, and we knew that when we held it, but we wanted to keep our date to be a little consistent. And Tom, it wasn't a huge attendance, but people who showed up stayed. They stayed. They did the crafts. They had a great time. It was so much fun with the music. We had the Earth tree. We had the hay rides that were brutal. I went on one just to see how brutal they are for our public.
Right. And what did you learn from that?
I learned that they're freezing their nose and other things off.
I dressed appropriately on there because I know what it's like. Mm-hmm. But you know what? To listen when we took them down Holiday Lane on the hayride, and to listen to the kids and the parents behind you and going, oh my, I've never seen it like this because we're going slow and we're putzing through. And they got to see the different things, the different light setups.
That's a whole different world driving through there, I'm telling you. Folks, if you haven't experienced that, it's worth the trip.
Absolutely. So we've got a beautiful community. Get out and enjoy it after the storm.
after we all shovel out.
Merry Christmas to everyone, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Tom and Kathy, our morning zoo, we do it every Thursday here, right about 8:20 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
I feel so tense and worried all the time. Is this anxiety?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Weather-related announcements, postponements, and cancellations brought to you by the good folks at Farm City Supply in Breckenridge. See Farm City for shovels, snow blowers, ice melt, and cold weather clothing. Here's what I've got as far as school closings today. Barnesville Public School, virtual learning today. Breckenridge Public Schools, including St. Mary's, virtual learning today. No evening activities or evening practices. Campbell Tinta Public School, virtual learning today. Hankinson Public School, virtual learning today. No evening activities. Lidgerwood Public School, closed today. Rosso Public School, closed today. No evening activities. Rosse Public School, virtual learning today. No evening activities. Wapton Public Schools, virtual learning today. They have called school in the Wapton Public School District. So Wapton Public Schools, virtual learning today and no activities. Winemere Public School, virtual learning today. That is a look at weather-related announcements, postponements, and cancellations. Brought to you by the good folks at Farm City Supply in Breckenridge.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Got a cloudy sky, snow, and 32 degrees. It's Thursday, December 15th. From the KBMW News Desk, I'm Bill Dablo. It's 8:30. Good morning. There is a nationwide manhunt underway for a man suspected of setting someone on fire earlier this month. The incident happened December 1st at a home in Brooklyn Center. Police said 59-year-old Charles Medgar Hall is accused of dousing a man with a full cup of gasoline, setting him on fire, and then leaving. The victim is in a medically induced coma and is in critical condition. Hall faces two charges of first-degree assault. He was already wanted on a failure to appear warrant. City of Wapton ordinance states that it is the responsibility of the owner of the property to keep their sidewalks in the right-of-way clear of snow and ice. The removal of snow and ice will take place no later than 24 hours after the snow or ice has accumulated. If the property owner fails to clear the snow or ice from the sidewalk within the 24-hour time frame, the city can have the snow or ice removed by a city contractor. The expense to clear the snow and ice will be charged to the property owner. If the property owner fails to reimburse the city for expenses, the amount will be assessed against the property. If you do have any questions, feel free to contact City Wapton Public Works Department at 701-642-6565. KBMW News brought to you this hour by Red River Communications, who remind you to go faster with fiber.
Life moves fast. Is your internet keeping up? Switch to Red River Communications fiber-fast broadband internet and make buffering and glitching a thing of the past. For over 70 years, Red River Communications has provided the Red River Valley industry-leading technology, all backed by a team of local experts. To upgrade your internet, visit redrivercom.com or give us a call at 701-553-8309. Red River Communications. Go faster with fiber.
The Grand Forks Regional SWAT team was called out to search an apartment for a wanted person from Cass County on Tuesday. They joined Grand Forks police in the search at 1800 Continental Drive around 5:30 p.m. Police say SWAT was called in to assist due to the criminal history of the suspect, who was located and taken into custody without incident. The suspect is identified as 21-year-old Sam Payne Jr. of Fargo. Payne was arrested on two active warrants for possession of child pornography and promoting an obscene act by a minor. That is a look at KBMW News at this hour. For more news and information anytime, get to our website, kbmwnews.com.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but